morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have two guests, Janelle Kenworthy and Roy Marshall. We're going to talk about a new book that's out, Crystal Lake, A Three Picnic Day. And I guess I'm going to start with you, Janelle. How did all of this get started? How did you get started?
I had read a book about another area which had a resort, a little different scale, a little different type of town, and it made me wonder if anything had ever been written about Crystal Lake.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you don't remember Crystal Lake because it was before your time.
Yeah, I was really dust under the bed at that time. didn't work out for that.
Yes.
But heard about it, and I was able to contact Roy, and we kind of emailed back and forth, and he said, well, if we can find enough and it makes an interesting story, yeah, we'll go ahead and do it. So first person I contacted was Deb Herbert.
Of course.
Yes.
If you want history, yeah. You talk to Deb.
You talk to Deb, yeah. Cass County historian.
Yes, I think so.
And she was very helpful, and from there, it just one person's name led to another person's name to another person's name, and I was very surprised at the number of over 90-year-old people are in this county, very healthy, very mentally alert, and we really learned a lot. And they're quoted in the book. So.
Okay. And thank goodness they do, and thank goodness it's gotten down in print, because pretty soon they won't be here. And Roy, you've had experience before in putting books together, so you had some idea about whether this was going to fly as a book or not.
I did. This is the seventh I've had published, and I suppose they're like children. They're all special in their own way. But this one, some of the people that we interviewed, my mother and an uncle, who are both passed away before the book was published, as were seven or eight others. I wasn't sure when we started, really, that there was a story here. I'd heard so much about it. It's not in my memory, but I'd heard so many things about the lake, and people spoke of it almost with reverence. What a wonderful place it was, a playground of their youth.
Mystical and magic.
Mystical and magic. And so, Janelle, tell, what is Crystal Lake? I mean, we're just throwing that out here. Crystal Lake, what is it? Where is it?
All right. Crystal Lake started in 1895.
96.
Opened in that time, and it was a hand-dug lake, and it is now Cold Springs State Park. And the story tells so much. You could almost divide the book into two parts. The first part, there would be from 2000 on an average weekend to maybe 10,000 on a very special weekend. Talk about tourism.
Exactly. I mean,
yeah,
there weren't, I'm not sure what the population of Cass County was at that time, but it wasn't anywhere near 10,000.
No, not anywhere near the 10,000. And this was started and run for many, many years by Chet Woodward and Belle Meyer Woodward. And yes, they're related to the Woodwards here in Cass County.
Okay.
It was privately owned. It was an odd corner of their farm. At that time, of course, before the river had been straightened, the Nishnabotna made the big horseshoe loop and passed very near what is now the lake. And there were the bluffs, of course, and the constantly flowing spring water that at the time was felt to be a very healthful tonic, which it no doubt was. It had been filtered through massive amounts of sandstone, which instilled it with minerals and filtered it very, very pure, crystal clear water. And that is no doubt why they used that name for their lake. But they went out with a scraper and their kids and a team of horses and built a lake of about 1 acre in size, lined it with sandstone, and made a nice sand bottom and opened it to the public, and invited people just as if they were family. And it was, as Janelle said, far, far more popular than they ever could have anticipated.
Yeah, when they, you talked about the 10,000 people, were there special events that brought people to that number?
Yes.
Rather than just saying, hey, this is a nice place to go.
Well, it was a nice place to go, and they had many different special events. But you have to stop and think, in 1900, people didn't have the opportunities we have today for entertainment. So it was a people thing where very social, and they eventually had a skating rink and dancing and
old
It goes beyond the lake.
Yeah, old settlers reunion.
I can't even think of all.
Yes, veterans affairs, school picnics. It went on and on.
Oh, and churches,
church
and
groups,
camping,
yes,
and Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts.
And very shortly after they opened the lake, they build a baseball diamond. At that time, the city ordinance of Lewis would not allow baseball to be played on Sunday. And so this is out of the city, and that was another attraction. It was away from the sharp eyes of the minister's wife and the city fathers. And although the Woodwards were very religious people and certainly didn't encourage or condone any mischievous behavior, it was away from the city, and there were some interesting stories or accounts of things that might have taken place there.
Courting was very popular.
Oh, well, I bet. Mm-hmm. You talked about it being a social place. It had to be a very special place for people to come and meet and have a good time.
And they would canoe and whatever else you did in 1900. And we always laugh when we see their outfits and especially their swimming attire, because the ladies, you could see nothing from the throat down, and maybe a couple fingers and their toes.
You'd think they would have drowned.
Especially if they were wool.
Yeah, way down. But that's the way it was. Now, why a 3 picnic day? That's sort of your
subtitle. Oh, you have to read the book to find that out.
Oh, this is part of the mystery, huh? Right.
I'm not telling, are you?
I think the...
You'll give us a clue.
I think the real story of the book, where it... To me, it grabbed me and got interesting far more than I had anticipated to begin with, was we're talking about the nice things that it was then and which it really was. But then with Chet Woodward growing old, Bell had passed away, the family, the children of the Woodwards were not interested in managing it. And there was a movement to make it a state park. And this went on for several years, and it was spearheaded by a fellow named Charles Willie, who was the editor of the Lewis newspaper at the time. And there was a number of prominent Atlantic people involved in this project. It was a whole county. It wasn't just Lewis's lake. It was very much a county centerpiece. But there were obstacles to making it a state park. There was some pretty strong allegations of deceit and some hard feelings. And there were a good many people who were preservationists who wanted to preserve what was there. And as we can see, as we look at it now, as compared to what it was then, it was not at all preserved that way. And so there was, it's not all flowers and sweet talk about the lake. There, it got pretty deep.
From the time the people of the county raised money to buy from the Woodwards until the time that Cold Springs was opened by as a state park was 15, 20 years. It was a long time.
And I think that's somewhat typical of all your comments of a lot of things that happen. It isn't a simple matter, and there are lots of people involved, and lots of times legislation, and who knows what all, and a great deal of money to go into that. But when somebody's persistent, some group is persistent, then it happens.
And there were some, persistence is certainly correct, and there were some pretty influential people. Here in Atlantic, we had Harry Swan, who was head of the state Republican Party at the time, a prominent lawyer, ran for attorney general, was named as a possible candidate for the office of national president of the Republican Party. And you had Howard Marshall, president of Walnut Grove, and they were all working toward raising the money. The State Conservation Commission really didn't want the place, and that's where it gets sticky, because they didn't want it, but there were a lot of people with political influence who thought they should have it, and as I say, that's where we kind of spin a web, or there was a web spun there, and as Janiel said, it was many years in the making. Charles Willie was working on it in the late 1920s, and it was 1952 before the dedication actually took place. The money was raised by citizens of the county to give the land to the state, well before that. Mm-hmm. That was in about 1936. But then it sat unattended for some years and managed by the town for others.
Okay. Well, we're visiting with Janiel Kenworthy and Roy Marshall about their new book, Crystal Lake, A Three Picnic Day. And so let's hope we've raised people's curiosity. You want to read the book. So Janiel or Roy, I guess, where can they find the book? And what's the price? Janiel, you can tell us that.
Oh, the price? What is the price, Roy?
$11.95.
What a bargain. I mean, I don't I don't know.
I said it's all perception. It's worth every penny of it. It really, really is. You can find it on Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble. Mm-hmm. Okay. And here in Atlantic, it is at Capel's and Robinson's True Value and Aunt B's.
Okay, so sounds like a good read, sounds like a good gift, and find out more about our history in Cass County. Well, thank you both, Janiel Kenworthy and Roy Marshall, for visiting with us. A final comment, Roy?
Just thank you for having us.
Absolutely. It's an exciting adventure. Until next time, here's a thought. If it isn't broken, don't fix it, but keep it in good repair.